Boy, I love that song. I got to share with you guys before we jump into this. I was actually doing a workout this past week, and I had my headsets on, and my playlist came on, and the banjo song came on. I went, wait a minute. I can't do squats to banjo music. And I didn't have time to change the music because I had the weights already setting on my shoulders. So I just went with it. And I went, wait a minute, this song is like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So let's see if we can squat for 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And I think I made it probably maybe a minute and a half, and then my legs just kind of gave out. But yeah, very interesting little adventure there. So welcome everyone once again to PRQ Homesteading, to all you new and returning homesteaders. We are so excited, so very excited to welcome you to this journey of our self-reliance, our freedom, and our connection to our land. I'm Robin, joined by my co-host, Shane. Shane.
Hello. I'm sorry. How's everyone doing?
Shane's a little shy, but it's all good. It's all good. And together, we are your guides to modern homesteading. We're inspired by the bold vision of the Homestead Act of 1862 and the radio show that was before us, the PRQ Homestead. So the Homestead, for the new listeners, the Homestead Act granted 160 acres to those with the courage to claim and cultivate their own land. All right, so I just want to give you a little brief overview before we dive into navigating the BLM. So building a life of independence was the purpose of it. That same spirit that drives us today and at the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show, we're embracing that legacy by sharing practical advice, inspiring stories, and building a community dedicated to sustainable self-sufficient living, no matter what it may be, whether you are homesteading your land, building communities, retreat centers, healing centers, or just farming, whatever it may be. This is the key to our freedom. This is one of the steps to many. So whether you're a veteran homesteader or just a beginner, to envision your own 160 acres, we're here to walk you through the homestead process step by step. So we're going to share our experiences along the way and hopefully hearing from others and their experiences, challenges, and successes. So this is your platform. We're sharing it with you. We want to bring the family back together and get every piece of information that we can so we can build this and grow it and become stronger as a collective. So from the initial steps of claiming and planning our land to breaking grounds, as I said earlier, for crops, off-the-grid systems, mastering food preservation, because we know what our food system is all about these days. So we'll detail the practical actions that we've taken that are still that we are still taking to this day to achieve independence and freedom. So we would love to hear from you, so to share your experiences with the listeners, new and previous ones. Please call in to the 1-888-627-6008. So expect candid conversations, actionable tips, and a tribute to the resilience of those original homesteaders. So wherever you're at, grab a cup of coffee like I have right here, or some homegrown herbal tea, whatever it may be, and let's start this homesteading adventure together. So welcome to the journey. Let's claim our freedom and make it thrive. And so before we start, I had a little message come to me, and I was navigating for the people dot space, and up popped the Declaration of Independence. So I would like to share that with everyone because it really touched me. And we're going to have Shane read that. So Shane, go ahead and share the declaration with the listeners.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin. And before we get started, I would like to talk about the inspirational part of this journey and the journey that we're on, and how I'm here to inspire you. You're here to inspire me, and we're here to inspire everyone else. And the key word here is inspire. So please, please, please remember that. Robin, do you mind if I go ahead and share the journey that I started on this week, just out of the blue, because I was inspired to
Absolutely. I
do it?
love it. Yeah, spontaneousness is always good. You know, I like that. For it.
So this week I have led out on an adventure to, I was inspired to go to different areas because the home that I live in now, last week we talked about me homesteading the home that I'm actually at now. When I kind of explained to you, I don't really feel energetically connected to the home that I'm in right now. However, it's a good starting point. So therefore my inspiration wasn't, I wasn't really inspired. I wasn't putting a lot of energy into it. So then all of a sudden I received a message from spirit. It's like, just go out and start looking, start navigating, start searching, and your energetics will be drawn to certain areas where you will find that forever home, that forever land that you can patent, that you can, whatever you're inspired to do, what you know, if it's homesteading or if it's just. The whole point of it is you're actually putting action into seeking your highest excitement on all levels of this journey of awareness and awakening. So I listened to your Awakening Way show, and it's very inspiring. The omnipresence, what you speak about now, and it's given me power, given me more horsepower to search and seek my highest inspirational guidance. And so I have been out. I've rode through Alabama. I rode in through Tennessee and through Georgia and all these areas, looking at farmland and looking at, horse farms and whatever it may be that gives me that peace of mind to so that I can start experiencing what nature offers us in the freedom of. Our highest inspiration, whatever we're guided to do. So I'm actually out seeking now, staying in hotel rooms, stepped out on blind faith because I was guided, and to have the courage to do something that the 3D system teaches us not to do. That the system says, oh, you can't do that because you're not responsible. Well, sometimes put the responsibility to the side and seek and see what happens. See how the magic happens. So with that, that's one of the reasons why we're here too. It's not just about the Homesteading Act. It's more about helping people seek that highest inspiration. And it's okay to step outside the guidelines sometimes and do what sometimes may feel uncomfortable at the time, but sometimes it ends up being amazing. And until you can feel that amazing energy that just runs through you, it's So actually, it's very, very magical, and that's what we inspire, you know. And if anybody else out there is witnessing this or experiencing this, and they're on the edge of stepping out in faith, and they got one foot here in and one foot out, you know, sometimes just let go and see what happens. It's not the end of the world. Tomorrow's a new day. We only live in the moment, right? Right, Robin?
Exactly. All the time.
So with that, I'm going to read the declaration. Do you have any response to that? Would you like to
I think that's amazing. And you've inspired me to be more into the here and now and be more aware of the awareness and the messages that come forth. And it's opened up a whole new reality for me. And I feel like I'm in a different world now. It's just been amazing. So we inspire each other, and that's what makes us a good team. And I love that we have connected. So beautiful, just beautiful.
Yep, it is amazing. I'm going to read the declaration that right now. So basically what we were talking about is this is it's reflection of the Constitution of the United States. And
Absolutely.
it's the spirit of life pulsing through every being of light represents the foundation of the original United States Constitution. The grace of our Creator moving through our forefathers formed this sacred covenant. To govern is to direct. The director of life can only be the spirit within each individual, in alignment with the natural laws of the universe. That is the key word, the natural laws of the universe. The United States Constitution was written for the people, for the spirit, from what's in you, what lies in your heart, what you're guided to do, to ensure the people are the directors of their own lives by law, by manifestation, by creating from your highest excitement through love and compassion for others. Life must abide by these natural laws to enforce our human rights. True justice, domestic tranquility, common defense, general welfare, and the blessings of liberty for all. No true man or woman alive in honor would resist or refuse these basic freedoms for humanity, for we are born in great love and reverence for each other. To once again hold our divinity and majesty as the center of our reality, we reverse the dark spell that has correlated consciousness away, corralled, I'm sorry, corralled consciousness away from its true path. Embracing the intrinsic sovereignty of creation, we re-engage with the natural laws of our universe. Life is renewed as we unify in unconditional love, celebrating a world created for the people by the radiant light, which within each spirit. So, with that being said, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I don't believe in the nation under God. I live in an experience of the nation with God because that's who I walk with every day. And once people realize that God is within our heart, nothing else matters.
That's beautiful.
So,
Doesn't
thank you.
that declaration just inspire you? It just like the freedom is just speaking out. And by just reading that the other day, it just like inspired me so much more that I am so on the right path on assisting others with navigating through this process. So just beautiful.
Just
Thank you so much.
beautiful.
Okay, so we have some callers coming in, so I want to kind of stay on track. Thank you so much, Shane. That was beautiful. Appreciate it. Real quick, I just want to, last show, I talked about the property tax elimination in Michigan. And I didn't get a chance to share the deputy executive director's name, which is Tony Mingine, I think it is, Mingine. He is the deputy executor or deputy executive director of the Michigan Municipal League. And so he is the one that is against abolishing property taxes. And So I went to their website. They have 20 people working for them, supposedly a nonprofit organization. His annual salary is between 150K and 250 annually. So they're saying that the property taxes that we pay are half of the resources for all of the local governments. Okay, so interesting why he would probably be against that, right? Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that here in Michigan. I know there's a petition going around, so people are out there making the changes. So kudos to Michigan. Woo-hoo! And then next, just real quick, a few agenda points. Lucia Nicola Evans tomorrow night, her first class opportunity for women only. It's a 12-week course. Check it out. Shane and I just finished up The Path to the Heart. Shane, how was that for you? Shane?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was absolutely amazing. And one of the things that I got from Lucia's class was actually several different things. I learned to love myself again, and see how the love that I actually have for myself radiates out and affects other people in a positive way, in which I didn't realize it at the time. But now she just helps people all the way around with whatever they may be going through. So yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. And yet you were the first guy to join any of the classes. So hopefully we'll get some more out there for the next one. So thank you so much for making that step, and hopefully more will follow. So also real quick to the subscribers of the show, please subscribe to our show so that we can get your information on file in case we need to get a hold of you for future reference. Subscriptions only start at $2.99. For all of you that have questions, the call-in number today is 888-627 6008. And if you don't want to call in, we have an email address, which is prqhomestead13 at gmail.com. So either way, call us, get in touch with us, because we are getting the homestead train moving again. And last but least, Awakening Wave Show is my 1 year anniversary today. So check it out. I'll be talking about quantum jumping, and pretty excited about that. All right, so we have some callers on the line, but I want to quickly just kind of go through the last Homestead show with Q and Christopher, where they were talking about navigating through the BLM. All right, and so the biggest thing that they said that people would come across that they will not identify or understand are the terms of parcels. Okay, so I did post a page on our, or actually a handout on our show page of a picture of the BLM. All right, on how to get there, and we'll also have the link to get to that. So for those of you that want to take that first step and try to find your patent for your land, we are happy to assist you with that. And I do believe Shane has actually had an opportunity to navigate it. And how was that for you, Shane?
It's really, really simple to navigate. I'm to the point now to where, it's finding the location, finding the longitude. I mean, if you go online and you're searching for land just to try to play with it a little bit, you can find latitude and longitude online in some areas. Actually, through the BLM system there, they can kind of help you. You can, if you navigate through it, you can click on certain areas that you're searching, and some of the information is there, some of it isn't. However, you can get latitude and longitude. I mean, I'm a contractor now, I'm a roofer, and one of the things that I always do when I take pictures is it's a simple app. I get on the roof, and wherever I'm taking a picture from, it gives me the latitude and longitude of the property. So if you get inspired and you find that look forever home or forever land, you can actually go out and you can find a latitude and longitude by going there and seeking it. So yeah, it's fairly simple though.
And how would you do that? I mean, would you have to have instruments or tools or something? I'm just curious.
This is an app that I use that's on my phone that we have, the tools that we
Oh.
have here now. So
Okay.
yeah, you can, it's just an app that I take my photos with, and it's a document. A lot of these apps out here now will I mean, they track your phone anyway, so they can you get latitude, longitude from pretty much any app.
That's beautiful. I've actually come a lot across a lot of tools that I'm going to share today too, also. So to everyone that was on the previous PRQ Homestead, There were documents that were on the show page for us to navigate through as far as the steps go. But we have decided, because the legalities of it, we're not able to put those on the show page, but we do have electronic versions of it. So if someone would like that, feel free to email us. We'd be happy to send it to you. And then we also have Sharon from Texas, and she's put together this beautiful PDF of the steps. And she is actually on the line right now, so we're going to bring her on real quick. And Sharon, are you there?
Oh, hi, Robin. Hi, Shane.
Hello.
Hello,
Can
hello,
you hear me?
sure can.
Oh, great to be with you. I'm so happy you're doing this. It's wonderful.
I know, and it's just something that I've been very passionate about, and I know that Shane is also. And I want to say personally, thank you so much for putting this PDF document together. I've actually been going through it, and it's very, very easy to follow. And I want to, if you don't mind, I want to kind of read the beginning part of it, and then if you would like to pick it up from there, what has
Yes.
inspired you to do this first step. So it goes on. What if you could be free on your own land forever? And what if this land was 160 acres? This is the gift and freedom that our founding fathers have given us as citizens of the United States of America. This right given to each and every citizen is protected by the United States Constitution and by the treaty, and has never been altered or taken away from us. Now, I just want to touch base on that, because I know that the Homestead Act was repealed in 1979, and also again for Alaska in 1989. So if you do have the patent, I do believe that this statement is true, and that is where succession comes in. Is that correct, Sharon, would you say?
Oh, Robin, I will, I
That's okay. If you
so
don't, if you don't know
this,
the answer, that's okay.
well, can I approach it a little bit differently in answering you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we learn. So
Okay. Yeah. So, this is written, just for all who are listening or who may listen. This is my gift to humanity. It's my heart, my love. I know it's yours as well. And in talking with you and calling in and reading and just feeling this whole process, this is what I would write if I was teaching a graduate course. But the way I teach is very different than people might expect. That hopefully this document, there's three steps. It's written in a way that it just takes your hand and leads you into a story where you can find and discover your own heart, your own dream. And what I love to do is help people bring their dreams into reality. So my MBA classes are really masters of dreams. So the pictures, I found the most beautiful pictures. And it's all of the earth, all of the heart, and it keeps us in the heart while we're going through some of this and learning. I think it's real important to stay in our dream state while we're creating all of this. So, just in the spirit of all that Q showed us and our founding fathers, we were here then and we made this for ourselves, and we're here again to maybe take it back,
Oh, we
bring it
definitely
back.
are. We definitely are. And I appreciate you sharing that with us, because I've been trying to figure out this whole process in regard to how it is, because the legal system now doesn't look at it the way that this is supposed to be done. So what is it, perception of it, is that when you take the original warranty deed, which is what you have in here, and you quit claim it as the grantor and the grantee, then that's how you become the successor of the original patent, is my understanding of that. And then that's when the Constitution, I do believe, covers that whole, once you get that patent, that's where you have the highest title, which is the allodial title. Now, since then, what I have done is I've done the whole process. And I'm in the fourth month after they tried to foreclose on my house, okay? But I have since then decided to go and request, and this is something that everybody can do. It is a request, a mortgage account audit request that you can send in to your mortgage company, the bank, whatever it may be. And it's the Real Estate Settlement Procedure Act, RESPA, 12 USC 2605E. And it should be treated as a qualified written request, which is also known as QWR. So, what it says in the letter, it says, I am requesting this audit to ensure the accuracy of all transactions, payments, fees, and charges that have been applied to my account to facilitate a thorough review. So, please provide me with the following documents and information. And then it goes on with requesting the information that I want. So, that's how I'm proceeding in regard to my foreclosure while I'm, sitting in my quiet, peaceful, higher reality, just in case anybody comes knocking on the door. So, I just wanted to share that. There's a lot of stuff coming out right now on the, social media in regard to the USC and the USC codes, and Q always said to learn those. So I didn't mean to get off topic there, Sharon. But could you, I'm looking at page, where is it? The step one overview. Could you quickly just kind of talk through that, or would you like me to just read it? Which one?
Yeah, sure, I can talk through it. And okay, so and I think it's beautiful how we you and I have taken different avenues because we had different situations, and truly every single person is going to have a slightly different experience, because we're in a different state or so we actually own our ranch. Well, okay, so we quote owned our ranch. I mean, we had a general warranty deed on it. It was not in foreclosure or anything. So I went in and I have completed all of the steps and I have filed, I have recorded and received, three certified copies of the general warranty deed, the acceptance of deed form, which is at the back of this step one. And then the forever benefit. So at the back of each of these steps that you're going to post, there is the form that I retyped it all so that it's blank, so you can just print it out and fill it in if that's the way you want to go. But here in Texas, so we just they don't well, so they say they don't cooperate with the federal law. I called in on Q about that. We had a chuckle. So I am a citizen of the United States, not of Texas, although I reside in Texas. And they do not look favorable on a quit claim. And so rather than change those laws, because I am happy to go in and change industry laws, I love handling things at an industry level. But I went ahead and just filed my general warranty deed, and that shocked the socks off of them. They didn't know that we filed or recorded, and then to accept it, they're like, "Why now? Why are you doing this?" And I just said, "Isn't it funny? We did this 50 years ago, and we don't do it now." But I pulled up the Texas Constitution, which says that's the final step to make it legitimate. We have to accept our deed. You accept a delivery at Walmart if you're a truck driver, right? You have to have it accepted in order to finish the deal. And I'm like, okay, so we don't do this anymore. And I kind of took it as a just kind of a chuckle and got to know the county clerk there. And she is becoming a very good friend and asset for this cause. So I have finished the steps and was able to record everything at the county.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So, which I thought it was a huge plus, and so I'm going about it in helping to change the county and the county laws and expectations. I'm kind of working with the sheriff and the county clerk and kind of taking that by the horns and trying to make an impact there.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the whole deed thing, because I looked into it a little bit deeper, and how this all, people stopped, patenting to the next heir and, giving the land to the next person in line. is the instrument when the banks came out, and I think it was in 1864, and they used the instrument of the quick claim deed, which provided people with loans. And what I'm assuming is that a lot of the people that got the land needed things like building barns and livestock and, whatever they needed to keep on working the land and building it. So that's how they got connected with the banks through the quick claim deeds. And they would take mortgages out and loans. And then that's how succession kind of lost its way. But it is still alive today and it is still doable. You just need to succeed the original patent, which you and I have both done, amongst many other people that are out there. But I just wanted to share that with the new listeners because we do have new listeners out there that are interested in this project. And so for you, what was your biggest challenge with the BLM?
Well, so I called our BLM and they said that Texas doesn't cooperate with them. So Texas is unusual. They've got a great group, movers and shakers there, but so Texas has retained their own general land office. So that took me a little bit to find. But once I called them, I learned their first names and I called and, I went through the funny business like other people have shared. I did use the phone, although I kept telling them, I'm happy to drive 4 hours and come down to you because I'm north of Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth. Our ranch is out there. And they kept saying, oh, no, you don't need to come down. Okay, so what is it that you need? So they kept giving me what I needed. But one time when they did send, I had another property in East Texas that I had 8 patents involved in it. It was a large piece of property. And they sent all the patents to me, but they were cut very cleanly with a pair of scissors in half and then duct taped with that clear duct tape. And I called into Q on that.
Yeah, I
And
remember that.
that won't stand up in court. So I called them back and I said, this won't fly. And so they go, oh, okay, well, we do this, but we're happy to give you a single copy if you're that picky. And so I did, just kind of kept them on their toes and kept calling back and acting nice and hot now. So why are we, being inquisitive and trying not to be combatant about it, just to get them to see, look, this is what I would love to have. I love my land. And so they ended up giving that to me. That was probably the most challenging was getting them to just cooperate and give it to me in one piece. Isn't that funny? Isn't
Yeah,
that funny?
and I kind of my situation was, and Shane, you probably can relate to this. When I went in there, they talk about parcels and lots, and a lot of these places don't acknowledge it. And so when I went to get my original patent, there were 5 different ones, and my good friend Kelly helped me, but we could not make heads or tails out of which was which because of the town and range and the way the map was set up. So I actually went down to the township, and one of the ladies that is, I think she was 80 years old. She's been there a long time. I took all 5 of the patents down there. I said, which one is mine? And it took her a little while, but
Interesting.
we figured it out. And so it's really, really important in some of these things. And if you can't get it through the BLM, I did go into the back rooms and I went into the big books, which really was really intense because those books are big and they go way back, but it's really interesting to touch a document that was written so long ago. You can just feel the energy of it. So, but that was one of my challenges.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So we got step one on the show page for people that are interested in moving forward and taking on this task of freeing themselves on their land. Now, I started with the property that I live on, which is 4 lots. Okay. I didn't do the entire 160 acres because I wanted to learn how to navigate through the process. And did I make some mistakes? Yeah. And did I have to go back and repeat work? Yes, I did, but that's how I learned. So it was fun though at the same time because I like to learn stuff like that. I like doing research. You know that, Sharon. But so we'll be putting this handout on the show page, and then in the next coming show, we will dive into step two. Anything else that you want to share with us, Sharon, in regard to the step one? Because I know you have the general warranty deed. Now, is that different from the quit claim deed?
Yes, it's what we received at closing, and it was signed and dated. I wanted to keep that date, just to show the longevity of it, because we'd been there 7 years, and then so I recorded it with the county. They had no problem with that, and then I recorded acceptance, which they thought was very strange. We did this 50 years ago. You know, isn't that funny? And so they were just happy to take the next step. So then when I went and filed the forever benefits, I said, I want to be the legitimate heir to this land.
That's
And they're like, well, okay. You know, and in the process of doing that, I did go in physically. The county clerk has become a friend, and she is going to take me on tour of to what her vision is to bring the county courthouse back to the 1800s. She's restoring the whole thing, but she also collected every land patent in Wise County and has it in this great big locker book sitting right on the table. So
Wow.
I had to find out who did that, and I so I and Q did say on a call when I called in, he goes, do you feel that you now have friends in Texas, or that you know they're working better with you? So you know, whoever's partnering here, I love it. But
Right.
I'm hoping to clear the whole county so that we can
Yes.
just all move ahead.
You're a few fierce to be
So.
reckoned with. So in the last part of it, real quick, it says right here, now at the end of this first step, three certified copies of the general warranty deed or quit claim deed, whichever process that each individual state or county or whatever goes through. And then you have three signed and witness certified copies of the notice of acknowledgement and delivery and acceptance, which we'll get to that. And make sure everything is written in blue ink. We remember that step. Filed one certified copy of your notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance deed. So it gives all this information in the end of the step one. And on the very last page, it shows the notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance deed. And so for those people that would like to know more detail, the show from September 21st of 2024. On PRQ Homestead, Christopher and Q go back and forth talking about the issues that they had with the BLM and some of the things they came across, which I thought was really helpful. So I did review that. So Shane, do you have any questions for Sharon?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I think Sharon said a few things that kind of stand out to me that I can relate with, and I think it's more inspiring. And congratulations on your patent. One of the things that I want to, maybe you can help people that are listening, Sharon, with this is your inspiration started creating a reality that changed everything. And you can see that you are the one that created that trickle effect in creating that reality through your heartfelt energies. And that's what this show is all about, as well as the patent. But from what I hear from you, Sharon, is your highest excitement started creating something that's going to help so many people. And then that just, you just started manifesting those people in.
Yes, isn't it beautiful? We create,
It
and that
is.
own that very power helps us keep going.
Oh,
The initial, we take that first step, and it just fuels us to the next step. It gets a life of its own.
it
It's a
does. It really
horsepower
does.
behind it.
And when your highest excitement
Yeah.
and your love and your passion is what's creating that next reality for you, and you've moved so many people already. That's what Q kind of was helping us with, was showing us how powerful we really are. And if you want to, it just starts running smoothly after a while, doesn't it?
Yes. And please, I mean, I would love however you want to use me, however we can coach and get this material out. We can change it. We can make slides of it. It's written so that you can write homeschooling material or grade school material. You can sit down at the table with mom and a cup of tea. I mean, It's a very gentle, beautiful way of walking through a process that might be, a little uncomfortable for some people to consider. So,
Well, I
thank
think
you, thank you, thank you for everything you do.
yeah, I think it's exciting. And I'll tell you what, when somebody tells me, hey, I can show you how to be free on your land and, get rid of property tax, I'm like, really? Let's go, show me. I'm like, I wouldn't even hesitate. Show me how to do it and I will do it. And that's exactly my mindset. And that's what I did. So, all right, Sharon, thank you so much. I think we have another caller. So thank you so much for all you do. And hopefully you'll join us again for step two when we go into it on the next show. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Wonderful.
Sharon.
Thank you. My pleasure. All
Beautiful day
right.
to you. Okay, so do we have another caller, Thomas? Are you there? I see you in the chat here. Yep. Kathleen, are you there? All right, I'm not seeing.
Hello, can you
Oh,
hear
there
me?
she is. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for continuing the show. This is great.
Oh, are you the one that's the lawyer that was I heard your story. I heard you talking to Q. I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm definitely learning how to be one.
That is so
Thank you
true.
for your
I'll tell you
inspiration.
what. So give us your update. How's things panning out for you?
Okay, so the last time I spoke with Q, for those of you who might remember, we just had our property violated by bail bondsman who had drugged me off, and the sheriff stood by. So he wanted me to go ahead and start a lawsuit at the federal level. So that's what I did. I went ahead and did that, and I'm in the beginning stages of that, but it has expanded quite a bit. Which was interesting. So, I'm not sure if you guys just want me to tell you a little bit about it or if you
Yes,
have specific questions or okay.
I'm very, very interested in it because I heard you talking to Q and I'm very interested to hear where you're at now. So if you don't mind sharing, we would love that.
Sure. So, went in, he suggested that I ask for a judge decision and that I want the sheriffs arrested. So I put a complaint in and quickly discovered, I can't myself make criminal complaints against, like we were looking at USC Title 18, Section 241 and 242, which is deprivation of rights under
Right.
color of law and conspiracy against rights. And for those of you that have the NARLO signs, those are the statutes that are put on there.
Yes, I have those in my yard.
Can you guys? Yes, you can still hear me. So what I did is I then amended the complaint because it has to be a civil complaint. And what happens when you file a complaint is the next step is the people that you're trying to sue, they file a motion to dismiss to try and get it defeated. And when they did that, they included all the stuff from before, because I've been arrested, I've been thrown out off our property, which is patented. I've gone through a lot here. And when they brought that stuff in, it was funny because I'd been feeling in this just within, like, I wonder if I should bring all these players in the whole story, not just the most recent. And sure enough, they put all this information in there. So they opened the door to everything, including the judicial misconduct, et cetera. So my amended complaint, now I'm suing two major counties here in Southern California, their sheriffs. Four deputies, a sergeant, two bail bondsman's guy, and the state of California via a CHP.
Okay.
So I'm right in the middle of writing the opposition to their motions to dismiss. But a couple things that I find real interesting. One is I just got a new judge who was appointed by Trump in 2020,
Yay!
and I know, which is really awesome. I thought that was good news. And the overarching questions about my complaint are, is the Constitution superior to statutes, right? That's what the whole framing of my complaint is about. And of course, we know that's true, but it's fascinating to see what all their attorneys, they don't even notice that there's such a thing as a Constitution. So it's super interesting reading all their paperwork. They're just completely, they do not pay any attention to the Constitution whatsoever.
Well, Kathleen, can I chime
So
in
from
for
that
a minute?
standpoint, it's going pretty good.
Okay, so can I chime in for a
Yeah, go
minute?
ahead.
Have you noticed that any of
Yes.
them are aware of the common law that we're under now?
Nope.
They have
No.
no
They
no
all of
clue.
their no clue. All my paperwork hammers on how they violated my constitutional rights, my constitutionally protected rights. And they just constantly are citing their codes and rules and statutes and stuff. Yeah, they don't even it's fascinating. So this is going to be super educational
That's
for
very
them.
interesting. So, the DOJ can prosecute under 18 USC 241, 242 private cause of action. Since you bring it when you bring the 1983 action, which allows for attorney fees, is that correct? Do you know anything about that?
Well, the 1983 action is just violation of my civil rights.
Okay.
But you're correct. Somebody else, the DOJ, would have to prosecute them criminally.
So,
And I tried to press charges at the sheriff's office, but they wouldn't go for it, so.
isn't that interesting? So I feel that my avenue by requesting, because I'm in foreclosure, so I'm requesting an audit because there's a lot of stuff coming up about the banks in regard to their fraudulent way. And actually, one message came out the other day in regard to, I got it right here. I'm just going to read it real quick. It was in regard to the, they don't want you to know. Congress never gave banks the authority to make mortgage contracts with private citizens inside the United States. Every foreclosure you see happening is running on assumed power, not lawful authority. The law is crystal clear. If it isn't granted, it isn't allowed. And even if they could contract, federal law requires 100% cash collateral deposit before any extension of credit. Did your bank ever put up cash collateral? I know mine didn't. So of course they didn't. So they took our signatures, they turned it into credit, and they called it a loan. And this is fraud. It's plain and simple. Because when you hear about the people fighting back, the Constitution, the National Bank Act of 1864, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and even modern statutes like the Title 12 USC 84 and 12 CFR Part 32 proves one thing. Sorry about all those numbers. Banks can only deal with other banks, not you. If you're facing foreclosure, remember the fight isn't about not wanting to pay. It's about demanding the banks to show the lawful authority and the collateral they were required to have from day one. So I kind of feel like that's my in, which is
Well,
why.
you're absolutely right, and I've done all that stuff. I did the qualified written request. I started all this battle on our house, which is on land that I patented in 2023 or 2022. Actually, I patented in 2022, and then went against the bank because, but that's all true. They have to prove that they actually loaned you anything because they didn't, and that they have a valid contract, and they don't. And in my case, I feel like, I've been learning as I go. And they just proceed, they ignore all the paperwork I filed, that I mailed them. They ignored it all, and then they deal with it in state court where I couldn't go because I couldn't defend myself because I've been put in jail and everything else that's happened to me. As soon as I wrote the sheriff to let him know about that I was had a criminal complaint against a bank and that it was an illegal foreclosure, they arrested me the next day and posted an eviction and threw us out of our house, like retaliatory. So I haven't been able to defend that, but I completely concur that everything you just read is the truth and that that's the right way to go about it.
Yeah, so I feel like
From where
I'm
you're
gonna go.
standing, that would, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna go through the back door and audit the mortgage company, and I think that's gonna be because Q always said to learn the USC codes. And in your case, when you bring the DLG can only bring the 18 USC 24 or 241 citation. Is that correct?
241 and 242, yeah, the DOJ,
Okay.
exactly.
Okay, so I'm just reading the notes here. All right, so thank you so much for sharing that. Man, what a warrior you are. You go. Like I love it. So do you see a win-win situation for you, and is there any help or anything that you need in regard to what you're doing right now?
Not at the moment, but I think when we finally get to a hearing date, it'd be great if anybody's in San Diego County listening that would like to come be in the audience for that. That'll be great.
Okay.
And yeah, otherwise, no, I think I'm feeling pretty good about it. That's going to help a lot of people because, the sheriffs are not acting constitutionally.
Yeah, and here in
And
Michigan.
because of all the paperwork I've done ahead of time, the fact that I, like, how Q said, make sure you send out the notices when you put those signs up. Because I did all that back in 2022 with green cards, I've
Yep.
got a lot of evidence and proof because they ignored all that. So make sure for those of you that haven't done that, don't hold off. Make sure you send those notices. They're a one-page thing. It's not a big deal, but write their names on it and put your certified return receipt number on it. And send it that way so that you've notified them, because that'll protect you later too.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I sent letters out to, I think, five. I actually even filed a complaint against the local sheriff with the who's the guy in Grand Rapids, the federal guy? I can't think of his name, but I never to this day, oh, the attorney general, to this day, I have not heard a word back. And so I probably need to follow up and
Yeah,
find out.
no, none of them will reply.
Yeah, they just
They won't
ignore you.
reply, and that's not important. It's just that they notice. The fact that they're silent kind of ratifies their illegal behavior. And so, yeah, you don't need anything back from them.
Yeah, okay.
That's part of your court of record, is that they were non-responsive. So if they move against you, then you can point to, hey, I noticed them, and they still moved against me. So
Wow, great story. Thank you so much
hopefully
for
that's helpful.
sharing. Yeah, very helpful because it helps all of us, and
Absolutely.
that's what this whole platform is for, because I kind of feel like since Q left, we kind of lost each other. So it's kind of like wanting to bring everybody back together again through this platform. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Robin, very much.
Yeah.
And
Shane?
Shane, shout out to you. And hi, Kelly in
Thank you.
Michigan. Et cetera, et
Thank
cetera. Love
you. Thank you so much. I
you guys.
appreciate it. Love you too.
Thank you,
Thank you as
Kathleen.
well. So, it's very interesting, Shane, that she says that, because I had one of the people here in Michigan reach out to me yesterday and said that one of the local news people was going around their area talking about their case and saying things. And I said, well, it sounds like she's embarrassing you on your property. Is that not correct? I feel a citation coming up. And so hopefully she's moving ahead on that. So those citations are really great. And again, real quick, we got a few more minutes left. Just for the new audience, okay, we're going to put a lot of these web links out there. There is a link to the BLM. I will put that on the home page or the show page. Also for the USC codes that are coming out, there's a guy on TikTok, and I know a lot of people don't like the TikTok thing, but I truly believe the white hats have taken that over. It is Joe's Digital Empire 3.0, and he's constantly putting out actual scenarios of people in court talking to the judge and sharing their information, their knowledge. So our knowledge is our power, and the power is in the UC, in the UC codes. So everyone, as much as you can, there's also a A manual that I received through one of the Telegram channels. It's called Johnny Liberty Global Sovereign Handbook. I actually printed it out. It cost me probably $50 to have it printed out, but there's a lot of great information in there. And if you navigate through it, you might be able to find some. So we're all in this learning the law, and that's pretty much what it is, because our law people out there right now, they're under a whole different way of navigating the law. So, Shane, anything else you have there?
No, I appreciate it, and I thank you all the callers that called in. I think you helped a lot of people. So many people that are listening. There's a lot of people listening, so I think we're getting 2 minutes left now. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I'm gonna close out here, but I just want to say, everyone that's listening, we're going to put these links on the show page. All right. There's also a TASA.American, statenationals.org/928 documents that you can get started on freeing yourself and becoming a state national, which will also help you in your homestead. So, without any further ado, as we wrap up another enlightening episode of the PRQ Homesteading Expanded on BBS Radio, remember that true sovereignty blooms from the soil of your intentions, where you're breaking ground on a new plot or tilling the depths of your spirit, like Shane has done this week by trying to find his land. Embrace the ancient rhythms of the earth, which we all do every day when we're out there earthing and going within. Shed the illusions of the systems and step boldly into your expanded reality of freedom and connection. And I want to say thank you for joining us in this sacred journey. Tune in next time when we cultivate even deeper roots together. We'll be diving into step two and bringing some more information forward to help everyone navigate through this process. So, love you all. Share your stories, call in, email. We'll have all that information on the show page. And Shane, thank you so much for being my co-pilot. I love you.
Thank you so much for all the information you're putting out here. I'm here to inspire and inspire you, and you're inspiring me, and I love you too. And y'all, everybody, have a good day.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
Thank you.